CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 13th of July, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB announces speakers for its annual convention in October. Get involved with Chasing Awards this summer. RSGB regional representatives elect a new regional forum chair. The RSGB is delighted to announce that the keynote speaker for its 2025 convention will be Professor Lucy Green. She is a Professor of Physics and a Royal Society University Research Fellow at the Mallard Space Science Laboratory of the University College of London. She has also presented many TV and radio programmes, including The Sky at Night and Stargazing Live. During her talk, Professor Green will provide an update on the proposed moon-enabled sun occultation mission, which she's working on with fellow UK researchers. The project will enable the team to study the conditions that create solar storms, leading to improvements in forecasts of space weather on Earth. As well as releasing details of the keynote speaker, the RSGB has published a teaser of its convention programme. This includes Neil Smith, G4DBN, who will share his experience of taking complex ideas and turning them into stories that connect with wider audiences. Many of you will be familiar with Neil from the popular BBC series The Secret Genius of Modern Life, for which he recreated a device invented by Leon Theremin. Bill Rothwell, G0VDE, will show that de-expeditions don't always need to involve masses of equipment, and that one person can make a successful trip with only the luggage they carry. RSGB Propagation Studies Committee member Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, will explore travelling ionospheric disturbances, whilst Brian Coleman, G4NNS, will give you the latest update on the UK Meteor Radar System. Read the full list of confirmed speakers by going to rsgb.org/convention and selecting the RSGB 2025 Convention Speakers option from the right-hand menu. The RSGB 2025 convention is taking place at Kent's Hill Conference Centre between the 10th and 12th of October. Book your ticket now and join like-minded people for a fan-filled weekend. Set yourself a challenge this summer and get involved with awards chasing. The RSGB awards are open to everyone, whatever your age, license level and personal interests. They encourage you to push yourself further, learn something new, and can even help you make tweaks to your station to maximise performance. If HF is your mode, then visit rsgb.org/awards and get involved with the IARU Region 1 Award, which encourages you to make contacts with member countries. If VHF or UHF is your preference, then challenge yourself to the 50 MHz Continents and Countries Award. There are also several foundation awards that are aimed at getting new licensees on the air and help build confidence. For younger RSGB members, there are two awards designed to show the breadth that amateur radio offers. The RSGB Scouts, Cadets and Girl Guiding Youth Champion, Samuel McCutcheon, 2E1UEL, recently competed the Radio Surfer Award and shared his experience with us. Read how he got on by going to rsgb.award/award-stories. At a recent meeting of the RSGB Regional Forum, the RSGB Regional Representatives elected George Crawford, MM0JNL, as the Regional Forum Chair. George represents Scotland South and Western Isles as the representative for Region 1. He got involved in amateur radio in 2020 and gained his full licence by March 2021. George has also been a GB2RS newsreader. Along with the rest of the regional team, George is keen to continue to help RSGB members and the wider amateur radio community and to promote amateur radio and the society at public events. He will be attending Kiri Muir Show on the 19th of July to showcase amateur radio to the agricultural and rural communities. You can hear more details about that in the special event news section of this week's GB2RS News. Last week, senior RSGB staff and some members of the RSGB board met for 2 days to discuss the next implementation phase of the society's strategy. The discussions covered several topics, including how to ensure the society stays relevant to the modern radio amateur. Those discussions led to some initial plans for the next 6 months that focus on one or two clear goals. More details of the plans will be shared over the coming weeks, including in strategy updates and at the Meet the Board session at the RSGB convention in October. Following the RSGB's attendance at Dayton and Friedrichshafen, it was also noted that the society is held in high esteem around the world and that many other national societies are keen to learn from the RSGB's achievements. Ben, M7FRS, and John, G0JDL, are hoping to be operating Aeronautical Mobile in a Cessna 172 for about an hour tomorrow, Monday the 14th, over the skies of Norfolk and Suffolk. The pair will be departing from Beccles Airfield at around midday. They will initially be on the 2-metre band FM calling frequency of 145.5 MHz before changing frequency. As per the new licensing arrangements, they will be using less than 500 milliwatts. Listen out for them, as they would love to get you in their log. During this weekend's IARU HF World Championship, 5 stations will be active on the 80 to 10 metre bands using SSB and CW and tested under field conditions. They will be using the exact planned equipment for the WRTC 2026 event as a trial. The operating location will be a cluster of sites within the grounds of the Euston Estate in Suffolk. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS, there will be 2 awards available for chasers during the event, so listen out for the following call signs: GB0WR, GB2WR, GB5WR, GB8WR and GB9WR. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/WhiskeyRomeoTango. Charlie, Tango, Echo, Sierra, Tango. The next in the popular 145 Alive series will take place on Sunday the 20th of July from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. The event will have over 40 stations and 1,000 participants from all over the UK and Ireland. To take part on the day, all you need to do is to call into a local net and make contact with others. You can find more information, including details of the nets, the operators, their locations and operating frequencies, on the 145 Alive Events Facebook page. And now for details of rallies and events. The McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally and Car Boot Sale is taking place today at Oak Trees Event Field, Cox Lane, Warfield, Bracknell, postcode Romeo Golf 42, 6 Juliet Echo. Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club Rally will take place on Saturday the 19th of July at Welwick Village Hall, North Lane, Welwick, Hotel Uniform 120 Sierra Hotel. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. and the visitor entrance costs £3. Indoor tables are fully booked, but there is still outdoor space available at £5 per table. Please bring your own table. For more information, email rally@hotelfoxtrotdeltaxraialfaromeocharlie.com. Bury St. Edmunds Rally will take place on Sunday, the 20th of July, at Ruffham Tower Museum, postcode India Papa 327 Quebec Bravo. The doors open at 7 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Refreshments are available from the museum's cafeteria. Admission for visitors and car booters costs £3 and £10 for traders. For more details, email secretary@bravosierra.co.uk. And also, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Summer Radio Rally will take place on Sunday, the 20th of July, at the Festival Hall, K-Star Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima, November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. and admission costs £3. This is an indoor event and ample free parking will be available. Over 50 tables of traders and special interest groups will be present. Booking a table costs £10. For more information, phone Steve M5ZZZ on 07776990 69 or email Mike5ZuluZuluZulu@outlook.com. Now the special event news. On Saturday, the 19th of July, RSGB Region Run representative Jaws MM0JNL will be hosting special event station GB4KAS at the Kirriemuir Show in Angus, Scotland, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. This new venture is intended to showcase the RSGB and amateur radio to the agricultural and rural community. It will also allow unlicensed guest operators to have some supervised radio operating time and hopefully have their first international radio contact. The station will be operating using SSB on the HF bands and FM on the 2-meter band. If you hear the operators on the air, give them a call. GB70RS is the special call sign helping to celebrate 70 years of the RSGB's news service, GB2RS. This coming week, the call sign is being aired by Dave, G4IDF, on all bands from 80 to 6 metres, plus 4 metres and 2 metres, using SSB and FT8. If you hear Dave, give him a call. A special QSL card is available. See QRZ.com for more details. Now the DX news. Eric KV1J is active as Foxtrot Papa / Kilo Victor 1 Juliet from Miquelon Island NA032 until tomorrow the 14th. He's operating using CW, FT4, FT8 and FSB on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Clublogs OQRS, EQSL or via Eric's home call, direct or via the Bureau. For more information, visit qrz.com. And Pierre VK3KTB is active as Victor Yankee Zero Echo Romeo Charlie from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station on Ellesmere Island NA008 until the 24th of July. He operates using CW, FT8 and SSB on various bands when time permits, QSL via M0, OXO's OQRS and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. The IARU HF Championship started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th and ends at 1200 UCC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges signal report and ITU zone. The UK is in zone 27. The GR2HQ challenge also started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges signal report and ITU zone, the UK is in zone 27. Now, today, the UK Microwave Boot 24, 47 and 76 gigs contest runs some 0900 till 1700 UTC, using ONOs on the 24 to 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 15th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 till 2130 UTC, using ONOs on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 16th, the RSGB 80-meter SSD Club Championship runs from 1900 till 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 17th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 19th, the RSGB 70 MHz Trophy Contest runs from 1400 to 2000 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and the first two letters of your postcode. On Sunday the 20th, the RSGB International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 till 1600 UTC using CW on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and transmitter power. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 10th of July 2025. Last week was characterized by settled geomagnetic conditions but a relatively low solar flux index. The KV index hit 5.33 on the 6th and 7th of July but was otherwise around 1 or 2 for the rest of the week. These settled conditions were helpful to HF propagation, although the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path didn't really get much above 21 MHz. This is probably due to the HF summer doldrums, and we are unlikely to see it rise much more until September, once the F2 layer has switched to autumnal propagation conditions. Meanwhile, the solar flux index remains steadfastly in the range 115 to 120. This is enough to provide fair propagation, but not enough to set new DX records. But there was DX to be worked, including T30TT in Western Kiribati on the 2015 meter bands using FD8 Fox and Hounds mode. Also, ZD7FT was operating on St. Helena Island on the 70 meter band using SSB, and C94RRC was active on the 10 meter band from Mozambique using FD8. Laurie, G3UML of the CDXC Slack group, commented that there was a lot of DX around, including FP/KV1J on the 17-meter band using SSB on Miquelon Island, and additionally, TY5AD was on the 17-meter band using CW from Benin, and FY4JI was on the 17-meter band using SSB from French Guiana. Now the bad news, a very large solar coronal hole will begin to face Earth this weekend. A solar wind stream flowing from this zone is expected to reach Earth with the main influence occurring today and tomorrow. If the BZ of the planet's snow cloud points south, we can expect disturbed geomagnetic conditions and a reduction in the maximum usable frequency. NOAA predicts unsettled conditions with a KP index of 4 between the 15th and 16th of July. The solar flux index is expected to be in the range 105 to 125 for the next week. Now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The hot weather continues to set the agenda in the short term. Something to note is that for VHF and UHF tropoducting, the ideal is for warm, dry air to sit on top of cool, moist air. These conditions are commonplace over the nearby seas as hot, dry air moves out across the coast to overlay the cool, moist air near the sea's surface. Think of the North Sea, English Channel, Irish Sea and Biscay as being very good tropopaths in high summer. But the award goes to the Mediterranean, where very strong ducting conditions are pretty much a given if you happen to be sitting on an exotic holiday beach. Back at home, if you live inland, then you will be out of luck during the heat of the day since there is no cool, moist surface air. But in the evening, as the ground cools and perhaps cool sea air moves inland, you could find yourself coupled into the tropo conditions that those on the coast have been enjoying all day. In other words, for most of the country, tropo will be better overnight and early morning. The other modes are worth checking, of course, especially sporadically, which is continuing to give some parts on most days, not only for digital modes, but also for those using SSD or CW. Most days there will be some direction available from the UK on the 10-meter band and perhaps on the 6-meter band, with many online clusters to show you where the current paths are located. We really must get used to the idea that sporadic E can be very localized, and you will only know about it if someone calls CQ. And if you do that, you may be surprised by how good the conditions have been all along. Disturbed solar conditions to keep aurora as a possibility. Meteor scatter is often worth checking, with two showers peaking later in the month. The middle part of the coming week looks like turning more unsettled for a time, so rain scatter is also an option for the gigahertz bands. Moon declination is increasing again, reaching maximum on Tuesday, and path losses are falling. 140 MHz sky noise is moderate to start the week, but decreasing to low after the weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is meetings only for my immediate service area and all of Wales. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting every Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. It's held at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SB70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, VS20 8JT. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society on Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Bossier Asia or Leisure Centre, from 7:30 p.m. Details of Holsworthy Amateur Radio Club's activities are available at mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at 8Q Common, Moor Drove, from 6 p.m. Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow, that's the 14th, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms in Shepton Mallet from 7:30 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club. On Friday, members will be enjoying a talk by Professor Chris Budd, G4NVG, entitled "Can You Tell a Radio Amateur from a Fish?" That's running from 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursdays, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a meeting at the Parish Room, Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil, from 7:30 p.m. Moving to Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 25th of July at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondy Railway Club Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, Friday season meeting at Islewyn High School, MP12 0NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. On Wednesday, Holy Island Amateur Radio Club is meeting in the conservatory at the Boathouse Hotel in Holyhead. Thlenestley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursdays is a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. North Wales Amateur Radio Group meets every Monday, except bank holidays, at the Bryn Cadno Community Centre, LL29 6DW, from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Communities Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Redcon magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.